With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Decision 2024 is here. It's Election Day. White House correspondent Greg Clugston back at home base in Washington following his tour of the Blue Wall states.
Tens of millions of Americans voted early, and many more are casting ballots today. But no one knows how long it'll take to tabulate all the ballots. Different states have different procedures. In 2020, Donald Trump declared victory before the winner was officially determined. And campaign senior advisor Jason Miller would not rule out the possibility that Trump might do it again. A candidate must win at least 270 Electoral College votes to be elected president. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Delivering his closing arguments to voters in Pittsburgh, former President Trump promising to turn around what he describes as the weakness, incompetence, decline, and decay of the Biden-Harris administration.
My message to Americans tonight is simple. We do not have to live this way. We don't. And we won't.
Mr. Trump taking issue with the common belief among pollsters that this is a very close race. Kamala Harris says she is optimistic about her prospects.
Momentum is on our side.
Harris sounding upbeat during a rally in Philadelphia. Also at SRNnews.com, Boeing workers approving a new four-year contract, 59% voting yes. And although she voted no, this Boeing mechanic says that now that the pact has been approved.
I think that it's time for the strike to be over, and we got to get back to building airplanes.
Something Boeing has not been able to do during the seven-week strike. The new contract provides workers with a 38% pay raise over a span of 4 years. Watching Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are up 26 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 54. S&P futures 8 points higher. This is SRN News. Will Graham is packing his bags.
The popular evangelist, son of Franklin Graham, is scheduled to present the gospel in Canada on Friday and Saturday. Graham will preach at Bonnet's Energy Center in Grand Prairie, Alberta, and will be joined by contemporary Christian music acts and local pastors. There will also be a children's event during the two-day festival. This is Will Graham's last foreign trip of 2024. He's already been to Australia and Portugal this year. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
American school kids are getting more days off now as cities, counties, and states begin recognizing the holidays of minority religious groups. In New York City, public school students have a day off to mark the holiday of Diwali, celebrated by Hindus in India and beyond, including here in the U.S. Diwali joins other holidays on the school calendar, including Rosh Hashanah, Lunar New Year, and the Muslim Eid al-Fitr holidays. This is SRN News. Some larger Ford vehicles, the subject of a federal safety probe.
The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says the investigation into sudden engine failures covered more than 400,000 Ford Broncos, Edge, and Explorer models, along with the Lincoln Aviator and Nautilus. The problem was traced to intake valves that can fracture in the 2.7 and 3-liter turbocharged engines. Ford says the flaw is limited to valves made during a 5-month period. The companies issued a recall of some 91,000 of the vehicles, model years 2021 and 22, and is offering to replace the engine if needed, and is extending the warranty. I'm Jackie Quinn.
There's a weather heads up for the Florida Keys. Forecasters say Tropical Storm Rafael, now in the Caribbean, is expected to become a hurricane, could bring high winds, heavy rains to the Keys by tomorrow. More details, SRNnews.com.